Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, Beamer family. This is Lisa Diamond, and we are on Whatever Wednesday. I am on with my co-host, Ian Robb. Ian, are you there?
I am. I'm here right now.
Okay, awesome. Well, this is going to be truly a Whatever Wednesday because I am traveling and I am doing this all from my phone. So anything could happen and likely it might. So this month, our focus has been on using Beamer as a recovery tool, both for athletes and for ourselves and, you know, weekend warriors and all of that. And I just wanted to share one of my personal experiences. I've recently started a new workout where it's electric muscle stimulation. Literally, they're shocking you. And you definitely have a lot of soreness. And so I've been just kind of playing around with the Beamer on before and after and recovery and have finally kind of found the thing that works for me where literally I have no soreness after doing this workout. And prior to would have like 2 or 3 days of soreness. So it doesn't have to be a professional athlete doing it. It doesn't have to be, the elite athletes using it like Greg Peterson does. It literally, it can be for yourself. So we did offer up the challenge this month. It was to do the push-up challenge, which is, you know, do a 30-second timed push-up, count how many push-ups you've done, and then recover on Beamer using intensity 1, 2, or 3 on your body and using the B pad across the chest and program 1 and then redo the 30 seconds of push-ups to see how much you've increased in the recovery process. We had Tyson on last week, and Ian, do you want to kind of go over his results from last week?
Sure. I know he got 17% increase. What did he do on the first round there, Lisa? I forget. Was it 42?
He did like 45. I think he did like 45 or 46 on the first round.
Okay. Twice as many as I did. And then from there, he got up to about 55. I know he finished at that, which was about a 17% increase, which is pretty amazing. He was kind of surprised by that, just seeing how quickly. And it was kind of cool to hear him talk about how he could feel the lactic acid built up in his body when he was doing the push-ups and then using it and then being able to do even more the second time around. And today I was trying to get Jordan Palmer to join us because we talked about it. He's on the road to Oklahoma as well. We're all on the road. I just feel like we're the traveling Wilburys. That's what we are. And he was supposed to call in. I know he's working with a bunch of quarterbacks. Just so you guys know, he is one of our sports ambassadors. He works with a lot of players. That he's our QB guru, to be honest with you. And he's a guy that's worked with a lot of the top football players that are out there, quarterbacks from let me see if I can pull it up real quickly here. He works out with people like Patrick Holmes, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Sam Arnold, Joe Burrow, Kyle Allen, Bo Nix, and others. And I've been out there to work with him out in his training center out there in Southern California. And he actually has got a great gentleman named Les Spellman that I've known for many years. I had him work with a couple of my tennis players as well in speed and conditioning. And so we were kind of talking to him a little bit about the Beamer, and he might be calling in. I've called him once or twice before this call, and he might be busy with a player. So if he calls in, then we'll talk to him, and we'll talk to him about why he likes the Beamer, why he uses it, because it's kind of nice to learn about our sports ambassadors, who they are, where they come from, and why they use the Beamer, and what they like about it, and how they would might suggest to other players to use it. So that's the scoop on Jordan. But like you said,
well,
Lisa, it's whatever Wednesday. That's what happens. Anything happens.
Ian, if he does call, just if I'm talking, interrupt me and pop on with him. I know he's trying to fit us into his schedule, so thank you. I appreciate that. It is whatever Wednesday. If you have done the push-up challenge and you want to share your results with us, we would love to hear it. I have a few text messages of people that participated in the push-up challenge. So if you want to share your results, we would love to hear it. If you have any questions whatsoever, hit one on your phone and get into the queue. I don't know that we'll be on the full 45 minutes today, just based on my current situation. So we do have a caller. Ian, I'm going to go ahead and take this call. All right, 209-981. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi. Well, you know, I'm not calling in about the challenge, but it is whatever Wednesday. So I figured I had a situation come up and I wanted to ask about it. And I think it's the perfect two to ask this question. So I have a dog who is suffering from temporary paralysis as a result of a animal bite. And I know I'm trying to keep this compliant. I'm trying to keep the question compliant. What my question is about the possibility of using the Beamer to assist with this condition. Can't name what the condition is, can I? Because we're not supposed to do that. But the result is, the dog has paralysis in his legs from the result of an insect or from the result of an animal bite. So okay. I'm thinking that the Beamer would help them get the circulation going. That's my question. Is that a good idea or not?
Okay. So also trying to remain compliant, the first thing I need to say is that it would be off-label use to use the Beamer with your pet. However, what I try to explain stuff like this to people is, if it were you that had been bitten, what would you do for yourself?
Oh, okay. Well, I would definitely use the Beamer.
Oh, well then, I hope that answers your question. And if this recording gets taken off, we know that we were not compliant.
Well, then if Jordan speaks, we lost him. Hey, one thing that I would suggest, I'm sorry, I didn't even catch your first name. Who are we talking to?
My name is Ramona.
Ramona. Thank you, Ramona. Is that if it was me, I think I would reach out to the medical and talk to Dr. Marlies Vonk, even though that she works mainly with the horses. I think that she might be able to guide you a little bit, even if it's an off-label usage. Or I would talk to my own veterinarian and ask them if this is something that would be helped by having better circulation. And I might go the first, second one first, your own veterinarian, take it from there, and then go the other way. What do you think,
and,
Ramona?
You know, can I ask you a question? So how do I get a hold of Marley?
Yes, there is
Ramona,
ways. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, Ramona, I have your number. I will send you a text message after the show.
Sweet. Fabulous. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for
calling.
And
Dr. Marlies Vonk, if you're listening to this, I apologize if I gave the wrong advice.
Oh, don't worry. We'll let Marlies know who offered that up.
Thank you very much, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Ramona. Have a great day. All right. Ian, did you say you had Jordan on the phone?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I wish I did.
Okay. So, again, it had nothing to do with the push-up challenge or recovery challenge. If you have any questions whatsoever, press 1 on your phone and get into the queue. We'll take any questions that we can. And, Ian, with that, how do you use Beamer with tennis players?
You know, it's interesting. I find that when I was growing up, we had a lot of problems with our elbows because people had a very firm grip and they had a continental grip. They had a kind of were breaking off, so they had a lot of issues with their elbows. Then later on in the 80s or so, they started having problems with their shoulders. And so if I was to use it on my shoulder, I would actually take that B pad, put it over my shoulder, but also have the B spot underneath my armpit. And I would be sitting on a couch and put my arm up in about a 90-degree angle. So there's less stress and tension on the shoulder tendons and ligaments there. That's something that I've talked to about with the doctors and the trainers, with the ATP and the WTA, but also with our own medical team. And then I would run either a quick program, a program 2 or a program 3, and that's what I kind of do with that. Then lately, in the 90s and 2000s, the number one injury in tennis has been the hips. Okay, we've been having a lot of hip injuries. We've been having a lot of wear and tear in our hips. AKA, I'm a perfect example. I am actually a walking operation board game myself. I have 2 hip replacements, the shoulder. So what we do is we kind of use that B pad around that hip area. And I like to use, again, either a program 2 or a program 3. And what we find is we do things, kind of movement. I would call them hip cards. We kind of rotate our hips around. And a lot of the big tennis players that I worked with noticed a big difference. And they're kind of surprised. Wow, that was pretty quick. I can actually have a little bit more pliability, a little bit more flexibility in my hip. And it's not as stiff and sore. So that's what we do in the tennis world.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I'm sure it's helpful. So we do have another caller on the line, 910-528. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Jane here from Lexington, Kentucky. I have a practical question. How are you, Lisa? Good to be back here in the... on Blog Talk. I was missing it there for a while. Lots of horse stuff going on. I have a very practical question. I listened to George Baronis' Monday morning thing on introducing the new additions. That's all clear, perfect, great. He mentions a loan that you can get, but he didn't, I probably didn't catch it. He said it's $99 a month. That's a new figure to me. And I'm not sure if that's Brad or this Suncoast guy down there. Do you know, Lisa, or Ian,
okay.
Either of you?
Okay, so basically saying you could get it for as low as $99 a month if you're financing. Now, we can't say it is $99 a month because it is all based on people's personal credit scores and how much they're borrowing and who they go with. So that, you know, if you want to use
that,
use it.
No, that,
you know,
that
if you want to use
completely,
okay, it's just a figure. There are people that have gotten financing and have had payments as low as $99 a month. We're not guaranteeing that for anybody. And when we get into financing, we can't even really even discuss financing, other than giving them the name and the phone. Other than giving them the name and the phone number of how, you know, who to contact. And there is. It's in the back office, in the distributor library, which I talk about all the time. Everything you need is right back there. There is an updated, it's called Creative Finance Options, and it's a document in the distributor library that gives you some options. I believe there are like maybe 3 to 5 options on there, and it's not just Suncoast and it's not just bread.
Great. I've missed that completely. I wonder where that is. Creative finance options. I'll just search it.
Yeah, so, you know, in the distributor
library. I got somebody
library,
that wants to do something. Yeah. I go
okay,
in there
in the,
a lot and find it helpful 50% of the time. Thank you. That's answered my question. I totally get that. It makes great sense. Thanks, Lisa. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Jane. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. So in
Bye.
The distributor library, bye. In the distributor library, there is a search feature. So if you're not sure where to find something, just type in finance in the search field in the distributor library, and it will take you to where that document is.
Lisa,
Ian,
do we have another caller, or can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question, Ian. It's going to cost you, but you can ask me.
All right, fair enough. You're a parent, right? How many kids do you have?
2 amazing, beautiful daughters.
There you go. Don't you feel like you were a financing company when they were growing up?
Yeah, I still have one on the payroll. She's almost off.
Okay, fair enough. On a little bit of a note, since you had your own studio, you asked me a question, how do I use the Beamer? How would you use the Beamer in your studio? Or how did you use it in your studio? Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, so I almost always used it as recovery after they worked out. Some people came in just for Beamer, and we were working on specific targeted areas. But who were actually coming in doing the workout on whole body vibration, they would recover after and not be as sore. They would be more flexible. They could go out and play golf. They could, you know, it really helped them rebound. And my clientele was in the older age bracket. I think my average client age was 72 years old. But they're active adults and playing tennis, playing pickleball, you know, playing golf, and want to keep maintaining that lifestyle.
That's good. That's a good way too. I would know with golfers, they like to use it quite a bit on their back, and I think we kind of talked about that a little bit too with Greg Peterson. I don't know if he's listening to this or not, but he said to put it down on the spine right there. I think he might have said program 1, if I'm correct. And I'm going to try that with the golfers because it's going to be huge. We have this big, big marketing thing that we're doing with the golf magazine coming out here. I think it's in August. And I know Brad Horn is out there in Utah working with the golf player Weir there and doing filming with him and should be coming back there. So he's got a lot of great projects for our marketing. And speaking about horses, I know a lot of people are interested in this Quarter Horse Congress that's going to be coming about here in September and August. And some people are going, hey, I didn't get the survey yet. We understand that, and we are going to be sending out another edition of the survey going out to a lot of people. Some people weren't included in the first round. We saw that. We said we got to fix that. So don't worry. We're going to take care of this. We're going to make sure that as many people get the survey as possible to give you a chance to participate in this event. And the goal is that we all work together, which will be exciting and develop a lot of camaraderie between all of us and have a good time. What's going on tonight,
Ian,
Lisa? Do we have some sort of sales call?
Ian, yes, I will announce that at the end. I wanted to ask you a question. If somebody is interested in going to Quarter Horse Congress, should they reach up to their upline? Should they reach out to their regional directors if they have not received it, but they're in the horse world? What's the best course of action for them?
You know, that's a good point. I did reach out to Chris Veronis today, and I was going to have all the RDs give me their list of people. So if you have a regional director that you are in your division that you have, go and reach out to them. Send them your information today because we have to get it today because we're going to send out this next survey as of tomorrow. So it's going to be pretty quick because we've got to make the decision by July 1st. We only have 2 weeks, so this is going to be a pretty quick turnaround. So if you are interested and you're listening to this, whatever Wednesday, please submit to your RDs. They will therefore send it to me, and then I will make sure Brad gets it, and this is kind of the operation, how we're kind of doing it from there.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing. We do have a caller. Area code 231-730. 231-730. You are live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Susan Bryan from Michigan. Since we're talking about some various issues and things, and you were talking about the library and the distributor library, I have searched and searched to try to find out if there have been any changes made to the trainee status that was initiated when we were under COVID. And how long is a person able to be a trainee before they expire if they do not do anything?
Okay, so there were some of the guidelines and rules were kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, kind of relaxed a little bit during COVID and the shutdown. Typically, an IBDT has 1 year to either sell a beamer or purchase a beamer.
Okay, that was my original understanding. So that is still in force. Okay.
Yeah, and also, by the way, in the distributor library. I cannot tell you off the top of my head. Normally I'm in front of my computer and I'm not today. I would tell you exactly where to find it, but in the distributor library there is a video and it is specific to IBDTs, and it's a training video. So maybe if you just type in the search bar IBDT and see if you can't find where that video is.
Okay, very good. I will do that. One other thing that was just mentioned was when you were talking about sports-related post-activity discomfort kind of things, was using, if I understood you correctly, you mentioned a program with the B-pad on the spine. Is that something that I know? I think some people are doing that, but I was never really going in that direction. I was always just using intensity.
Okay, so there's two ways to use Beamer down the spine. So one is you change the high-low button like we did when we had the Go set, and you use it for a systemic result. We have the B-body back, and you could still travel with your Beamer and use the B-pad in that way. But you can also leave that high button on using the B-pad as a targeted application and run it down the spine. I do it with clients and patients all the time.
Leaving it on a intensity, on leave it on high?
Nope, you can.
As a application?
No, you would use a program just like you would. So if you think of body parts,
doing
the spine as a body part, you would use the program, the blue button.
Okay. Okay, very, very fine. I will mention just as an anecdotal thing that while I was working out in the yard and doing things here, I didn't do anything. I didn't recall bending the wrong way or doing anything when all of a sudden I got an area of discomfort that was pretty significant, like somebody was pushing me like kind of in the middle of my buttocks area. And I thought, oh, this, my Beamer will never take care of this. And sure enough, I went in and I used it, a program, and up and down the spine. And I got up and walked around, and within 15 minutes, I was completely back to normal. So it was just another wonderful experience.
Yeah, as a Beamer owner, you are always going to have more Beamer testimonials as you figure out different ways to use it and incorporate it into your life. So that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for your time.
Have a great
Lisa,
day.
Lisa, I like how I use the Beamer pad when I'm traveling, and I always talk about the wellness and trying to help the whole circulation in your body, like you're saying, and using it the way that we learned from last year when we didn't have the B-body available, taking that B-pad and putting it on the setting to put it on low, then using the intensities. And I do that for the 8 minutes to help my whole body on out. I put it on my chest, and then I put it on between my legs. I actually travel with two B-pads, so I do it all in 8 minutes, but trying to get the most out of my day. And then, like you said, anytime I'm using my accessories, I will put it back to the high intensity, and I focus on those areas of concern. Because my hips are still stiff and sore or whatever's going on. I like to use the B-spot and the B-pad, and hopefully soon the B-sit coming right back in a couple weeks. I actually have one or two, and that's one of my favorite accessories. This is the B-sit. I love using it, even put my feet on it as I'm working on the computer or sit on it or my lower back when I'm driving from San Diego to Los Angeles because that drive is very stressful, and I kind of stiffen up in that long drive. So I like to kind of do that to keep the circulation going, so I am better to adapt to get out of the car, so I'm not walking like the evolution of man once I get on out. So that's it. No
Sorry,
one wants to talk
I'm laughing
to us.
Cause All the visual listeners. Of that was really good. All right.
Without
so
the
it hairy, is whatever,
hairy hands.
Yeah, thanks. It is whatever Wednesday. We do have some time left. I will keep the call open if we have questions, but you guys have to hit one. Thank you. 207-415. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Who am I talking to?
This is Jeff Smith from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I recently sold a Beamer, which I don't do very often, but and a few months ago I had to change my debit card got hacked, so I had to change my debit card. Do I need to change my information on my debit card with corporate in order to get paid a commission?
Okay, so I thought you were going to say you were accusing me of taking your debit card, and I was going to say that's just not possible, Jeff.
No. Occasionally your cards get hacked and they shut them off, and you have to get a new card that has a new number.
Yep. So, okay. So if you have your e-wallet attached to that card, then yes, you're going to need to change the card. If you have your e-wallet attached to your bank account that card was attached to, you won't need to change that because the bank account is still intact, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So I would just go into the Beamer back office, go into the tab that says money, and go sign into your e-wallet. Your e-wallet should be login should be the same as your Beamer back office login using your Beamer mail and your password.
Yeah.
And just double check the account that you have that attached to. And you might be able to, if you need to change it, you might be able to change it just right there in that.
Okay, very good. Commissions for this month should have been paid out yesterday, correct?
Well, typically it's somewhere between the 15th and the 18th, 19th. So I haven't looked, but you would have gotten an email that said you've been paid. So you want to definitely get off the phone with me right now and go check that.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'm driving at the point, so I will take a look at that tonight. I'm not all that worried about it. I'm sure it's going to eventually happen, but I just wondered. I know I change my debit card recently, so I will do that.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Beamer is definitely on the go, that's for sure. We're all driving around. We're all moving around.
That's right. I'm driving all the time.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. 707-481. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Mary in Napa Valley, and I came on midstream, and somebody was speaking about sending an email in for something to get onto some kind of list. Could you just review that, because I couldn't catch it? I caught the tail end and didn't understand what it was for.
Yeah, Ian, do you want to readdress
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about the Quarter Horse Congress that's going to be happening in Ohio. We sent out the surveys to, we called it the A-list, people that were on the equine list right there, and we realized that we need to send it out to more people than that. So what I'm asking people to do is that if you want to be part of that or get that survey to fill it out, then do so today. My recommendation was to reach out to your RD and do that, or I'm going to just say, let's keep it simple. If you want to just email it to me at ian.robb@beamermail.com. I feel kind of like your previous character that you used to work with all the time.
David Olson.
David Olson. Yes, I love him. And so that's what I'm going to suggest. Maybe you want to send it to me. I will make sure you get on the list there. You'll get the survey. And now what that means is that you get a chance to be part of the team that's going to be working there for 4 weeks. We're going to have a group of people each week for 4 weeks. So one group will be there for 1 week, another group will be there for the second week, then the third, and then the fourth. We're trying to get as many different IBDs involved from all around the country to keep it fair. So it's not just going to be one team. It's going to be many different IBDs trying to work together. So let's hope that we can all do this well and represent Beamer and the brand correctly and do a great job, because it's a big opportunity for us. It's the first time I think Brad Horn and Marketing has sponsored an event. And this is it. It's the horse world. So that's what we're going to do. So, again,
cool.
My
cool.
Email address is ian.robb@beamermail.com. You can send it to me by today before 9 p.m. Eastern time. That would be great. So, therefore, I can make sure that that information gets sent off to the marketing team.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for explaining and passing
yep.
that along.
Yes. I feel like David
okay,
Olson now,
so,
Lisa. I feel like I'm just going to keep on putting my name out there in my email. What do you think?
I think you should. So I also just want to remind everyone that it is the third Wednesday of the month. We have a national sales meeting tonight, and that's at www.beamermeetings.com. at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. You're going to want to jump on there. I'm sure they're going to go over some more additional information on the new additions and packs and some training on that as well. So, again, national sales meeting tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Ian, I'm going to give everybody one last shot to hit one on phone. And Ian, do you have any final thoughts?
No. I was going to try and pull a call in real quickly to another IBD to see if they did the challenge, which I think they have, but I think we'll do that for another day. We'll save that one for a surprise guest number two, since Jordan
okay.
Palmer wasn't able to join us today, because that is whatever Wednesday. So that's what happens.
It does. That's why we just don't stress out about it. Okay, so I'm going to give everybody one last shot. And if you have any question whatsoever, I am operating on the road on my phone, and we are going to end a few minutes early. Going once, going twice. All right, whatever Wednesday is, it's over. Go out and sell a lot of Beamers. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.